What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 7 of the Save Data Cast. I am one of your hosts, David. Joining me today is our magnanimous leader, Zach.
Greetings and salutations.
The fishing king, Chris.
Skull. I don't got anything.
I'm not even gonna.
Nobody else drank, cowards.
I don't even know what you said.
Skull. That's like cheers in
Norse.
Oh. I want to say Norwegian.
I thought that's just a bone inside your head.
That's a skull. I said skull. God.
I heard the worst intro. Do we just want to do it again?
I'm also joined by the star of Ace Attorney with an Actual Lawyer, the Actual Lawyer, Pridge.
Wow, I'm a star now. I did. Look, Ma, I made it.
And the hockey sticks and sickle herself, Elise.
Despite being Canadian, I am not actually the Red Skull.
If it's your first time joining us, this is the general topic gaming discussion show where we talk about what we've been playing and a topic of the week. This week's topic, we're going to make the Avengers of video games because Marvel's Avengers the video game sucked. So we're going to make our own. And it's going to be better in every way, shape, and form. Before we get to any of that, though, Zach, what have you been playing?
I think the only major thing to report, I mean, I have started playing Horizon Zero Dawn for the first time. I
finally got
that intro. I'm going to let other people talk about that because they're way farther than I am. I really just got to like the opening plot twist, so to speak, 3 hours in. I also started playing a little indie game called Dicey Dungeons. Ooh. It's a roguelike. The best thing it does is that it is a modern roguelike that does not take too long to complete a run. At most, you're going to have a 30-minute run, and that's on like some of the harder, like more complex classes. Basically, you can pick 1 of 5 classes. You go through this dungeon of 6 levels. You can essentially like speed rush it as much as you want, but the more enemies you kill, you level up. If you level up, you get all your health back, which is obviously very important. And you also get more dice. The way it works, you have each class has a starting ability and starting gear. You can then upgrade that, get more gear throughout the course of the run. But basically, it'll be like, hey, here's one thing that just does X damage, and the X is whatever die you roll. And like at the start of your turn, you'll get like 3 dice that get rolled instantly. Like, for example, the base character, the warrior, their special ability is that they can re-roll any dice 3 times. So if you don't like your hand, you can change it. Cool. But then like there are other things that'll be like, hey, you do X damage, but if you do 6 damage, you heal 3. So it's like, okay, I got to make sure I save my 6s for this attack or whatever. And there's like status effects. There's a bunch of cool stuff with it. I really like it. The art style is really cute. It does, now that I've beaten it with every class, it does start to be like, okay, what now? It's all challenge runs of like beat it with this like hindrance on you. And that's not as fun, but it's a pretty good roguelike. I definitely recommend checking out it. I got it for $10 on my Switch, and it was definitely worth the price because I'm having a good time with it. I've probably played it like 6 hours.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Thank for have oh, you yeah. I'm assuming you finished a run at this point.
Probably my second or third run I finished. It's not nearly as hard as a lot of roguelikes. There are definitely some classes that are like way harder to wrap your head around than like the starting 3. And some of that is like, I like, and then some of them I'm like, oof, I just don't enjoy playing this class. So I don't feel compelled to try and do the challenge runs with that class. But there's a lot of cool stuff in this game. So I will check it out some more. I'm excited to see kind of how it keeps going, but I'm definitely getting more sucked into Horizon now. So,
yeah, Chris, what about you?
I have played one game and one game only since the last time we did this show. I played some Valorant. Not important though. I've been playing Horizon Zero Dawn because I got it a while ago on a Steam sale for $30. And I didn't realize that was the Ultimate Edition, so, or the Complete Edition, Game Edition, whatever it's called. All these things are the same. And it includes the DLC. Which I typically am not a, like, I'm not big in, like, single player game story add-on DLC. Typically doesn't do it for me. Like, Bloodborne's DLC is the only one I think of that's, like, a really good example, one that knocked it out of the park. But holy crap. The Frozen Wilds, which is the DLC for the Horizon, is one of the best DLCs I've ever played. It is so damn good. And like all the subquests are great. Like the writing in Base Horizon, I would say, is one of the weaker points of the game. Like the dialogue writing, that is. I think the overall story in that game is actually very good. It's a very unique setting. I mean, it's got robot dinosaurs, but it's also true. like huntsman, like hunter gatherer era. Like it's a great mesh of a sex. But yeah, the writing in this is incredible. There's one quest, Bridge, you'll get to it. It's the quest where you have to follow the river. That's all you need to know. Which has the best character in the entire game in it. This guy rules. I really liked Horizon when it came out. I probably would not have gone back to it if like it wasn't ported to PC, which is I'm glad that it was. PC runs a little hitchy. That's fine. But like overall, I've gone back to the point where like I am looking at this game with how it is aged so well, like how I'm excited for Forbidden West because of replaying it, to the point where I'm almost like, was I wrong to give Persona 5 Game of the Year over this game in 2017? That's how like how much I'm enjoying my experience going back to Horizon. This game is great. Aloy is an awesome character.
I want to come in really quick and say you were wrong to give it to Horizons, because you should have given it to Zelda Breath of the Wild.
I didn't give it to Horizon. I gave it to Persona 5, which is a better game than Breath of the Wild. And I will fight you on this.
Well, we're not doing it again here.
But I'll give you Royal better than Breath of the Wild. I'll give you that.
Boom. Yeah. We'll talk about good DLC, Breath of the Wild Motorcycles. Let's go!
You're playing Horizon on PC.
Correct.
I remember around release, there was like a lot of people talking about like performance in that game and like
this game is optimized like shit. I have what I would consider a pretty top of the line PC. I have an i9. I got 1080 Ti. I running this thing on ultra makes my computer want to fucking die. Does it do it? Yes. If I take the frame rate cap off, it craves death. If I leave the frame rate cap at 60, it's like, okay, I'm a little annoyed at you, but it's okay. This is a very poorly optimized PC port. I was talking about this last night with the Subpix guys. Will theorizes that it's because this game was originally intended to only ever be this is a Sony exclusive through and through, and I think porting it was a very late stage thought. Whereas same engine, Death Stranding, runs amazingly on PC. Actually, runs better on PC than it does PS4 because they had already planned for a PC port when the game was being made.
Yeah,
which I think that makes sense. When you're designing something exactly for one set of hardware and there's only one version of that kind of hardware, it's very easy. And then later, like, you know what, 4 years later, they're like, hey, also slap it onto computers.
Also, I don't think Guerrilla did the PC port of Horizon.
No, I believe it was Sony has that weird port department. I forget what it's called.
Bluepoint?
No, that's not.
No, that's not Sony, is it?
I don't think they own them fully.
Yeah, I don't think.
Anyway, Pridge, talk about Horizon.
That was Chris's pass off to you.
Is this the official segue? Is that how we're doing it now?
That's the segue.
Welcome to Horizon Talk.
All right. So I've pretty much mostly also just been playing Horizon Dawn and some other stuff on my Switch, but I've talked about those already. So I'm about 40 hours into Horizon Zero Dawn. Probably like my game completion percentage is in the 60s, but that's even without signing the DLC. For me, this game kicks absolute ass. It absolutely was the best game of 2017. I like Breath of the Wild a lot, but this game is better. I don't even hesitate to say that. This game is better.
Damn. Just fucking...
It, This game
I'd
plays
like to announce
like...
right here, right now, that Ace Attorney with an actual lawyer is now canceled. Sorry, folks.
And your channel, so good luck ever reaching 60 views on Twitch for any other stream you're doing.
Boom!
Fucking roast. God damn.
If you're going to threaten me, make sure you can back it up.
Listen, I'm on that show too, all right? It's a great show.
You don't have a law degree.
No, I don't. You're right. Goddamn right. I have a degree in acting. Whoops.
Horizon Fast. It's the best Far Cry game that's not a Far Cry game. I'm not going to explain it any further besides the fact that it's true if you think about it. It's a lot of fun. Can't wait to keep playing it. Make me really hyped for the sequel to come out, and I have it on PS, and I have it on PS5, so it runs beautifully.
Are you aiming for 100%? Are you doing all side quests, all side content, or are you just strict like sprinting down the mainline quest?
Okay, what I will, there is probably no game I will ever sprint down the mainline quest.
I know it's you, but make sure.
The only thing that might stop me from getting 100% is I don't know if I'm going to have the gusto to muscle through all the hunting trials.
Oh, they're actually not that bad.
I mean, I've only tried a few of them, and it hasn't been terrible, but there are some that I feel like it's going to be really annoying to get a blazing sun on. Everything else I will complete, then I will go back and see how much of a pain it is to do those, mm-hmm. and that will be my that will decide whether I get 100% or like 99.5 is how much do I feel like struggling trying to get blazing suns on all 15? Yeah. I have 2 blazing suns, so how much do I feel like struggling to get the other 13 blazing suns?
Once you have full purple gear, it's kind of a breeze, actually. But like it's very gated by what gear you have, which is kind of lame because it unlocks better gear, which is
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
As far as the mainline story goes, are you at the point where you know what Zero Dawn is?
I just got past a major, major plot point, and without spoiling anything, I've officially now seen every enemy in the base game.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
And just got to a major plot point where the words Zero Dawn were mentioned for essentially the first time.
Is this the conversation at the table or at the big round table?
That doesn't help me because I don't know.
Then it's the first one. Got it.
I climbed a very, 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 yep. very, very tall dilapidated building.
Fuck Ted Farrow. Moving on.
Listen, I've never played. I've not gotten to this part in the game, but I just want to point out Chris's differentiation was. Is it the part with the really big table or the part with the round table, Chris?
Yeah.
Come on.
And but. From Pridge's answer, I knew exactly where he was in the video game. So eat my ass.
But Pridge didn't know what the fuck you were talking
about.
Yes,
but if you know he didn't know what the round table was, he had to know what the other table was because this is how the conversation
and
works.
I appreciate
when he gets
this.
To the round table, he'll be like, "Oh, I get it now."
I very much appreciate this, as I am also playing Horizon Zero Dawn now. So I appreciate not spoiling that. Elise, what have you been playing?
Well, everyone else has been hunting robots. I've been hunting monsters.
Hell yeah. A lot of dinosaur death this week.
Very much dinosaur death. God, Monster Hunter Rise is so good. It's a Monster Hunter game, and we know this, and it's, you know, if you've played a Monster Hunter game, then you've played all the Monster Hunter games, like, at a base level. If you look at fucking Monster Hunter 1 and then Monster Hunter Rise and Monster Hunter World, like, they're the same game.
Mm-hmm.
But every generation, there's new tweaks. The weapons in this, like, in this version are, oh, so good. I've been playing a lot with the Hunting Horn, which has got, like, a full rework.
Good.
Yeah, it used to be with the Hunting Horn, each of your attacks like puts a note on the scale, and then you do a long recital mode to actually activate the buffs that you can do with like certain combinations. Instead, in this game, it's just each of your notes, play that twice, and that's a buff. So you got 3 buffs plus your self buff. Each of them, you play them twice, just anywhere. You don't need to like recital. At least if you're playing in the normal mode, you don't need to do a recital. You just hit the monster twice with the same attack and it's good. And it's got like all sorts of new moves, all sorts of new stuff. It's so fucking good. The wire bugs are essentially it's a grapple hook to nowhere that you can use like anywhere you want. And it's also got like extra like moves on the weapons that like have a little gauge at the bottom. You got two wire bugs, and they each regenerate after you use them. Some moves require one wire bug, some require two, and they're like your big powerful moves that also make you mount monsters better. Just everything about the weapons in this game, so nice. The monster selection is pretty low, like pretty limited, but everyone they've grabbed is like really, really good.
More or less limited than World, because World was pretty limited as well.
There's more like variety of like body types.
Okay, yeah.
Because World was like, you got your flying wyverns, you got your brute wyverns, which is like the Devil Joe and Baroth and Anjanath, the T-Rex basically. And then you got your Elder Dragons. And like other than that, you don't have much.
Yeah.
Like you got your dogs.
A lot of quadrupeds in that game.
Yeah. And part of that was the limitations of scaling up a small like Monster Hunter before that was portable for the last like three generations. Yeah. Or something,
and that was a massive budget AAA like ultra title.
Yeah, exactly. And they just didn't have the resources to get all the skeletons working in like AAA PS4 PC like fidelity. And they got some new models here. They brought back fucking Mizutsune, who is one of my favorites from Generations, which is a Leviathan type.
Great monster.
Oh, I love Mizutsune. I will say, though, it took me about, like, 6 hours to do the village story, which is, like, the single-player story. And then just today, I beat the final boss of, like, the hub quests, which is, like, multiplayer and everything. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of endgame, and there's not, like, a lot of content here. So the base, and I'm going to make, like, I still have a bunch of weapons to try out that I haven't. I've still got, like, you know, make some new armor, lots of great armor to make some weapons, try them out. But I've pretty much done everything, and it's been, like, a couple days.
Damn.
They're adding more.
Like a seasonal rollout thing?
Yeah, so a part of it, I think, is it released literally unfinished because pandemic. There's no ending to the like village story. At the end, I'm not going to spoil too much, but at the end of like the final boss fight, the next cutscene is literally like, oh, here's what like the next big fight is going to be, and that doesn't exist in the game yet. And part of that is going to be they're doing like monthly content updates with like new monsters and gear and stuff. And then the general trend with Monster Hunter is about a year later, they release like the G version or the ultimate version, which includes another rank, a bunch of new like monsters and some new mechanics and stuff. So
hopefully a piece
for World that was Iceborne.
Right.
For pretty much everything before that, it was the ultimate, so 3 ultimate, 4 ultimate, Generations ultimate. But like even compared to World, the end game in this is nothing. Even compared to like Generations, there's very little end game, which is sad. And I'm gonna like keep playing it because the actual core game is so fun. But if you are someone who kind of like me wants to like play a game for a while and then be done with it, I say wait until the ultimate version is released. Hopefully they don't pull the same shit with the PC port as they did with World, where it's like 6 months behind or some shit. which is what happened.
Very
there.
Buggy when it first came out.
Yeah. Never forget. Hopefully they don't do that.
I actually, my friends list blowing up anytime anyone did a hunt.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if like they don't release the core game on PC, but they release the ultimate.
Yeah, I would expect like, that's what they, I'd be sure.
Oh yeah, yeah, I would expect that as well.
Yeah.
Elise, I'm sorry if I missed this. How many hours would you say you've put into it so far?
Okay.
Because I know this is over a short period of days, but you have played extensively.
I checked last night. I was at 35 hours on my save file.
Oh my gosh.
I think I've played about 5 hours today, so let's say about 40.
Okay.
40 hours.
Full-time work week. Yeah.
It's like how much I've put into Horizon. What the hell? I know they really pushed like the movement as like a big innovation and like chasing down monsters and stuff like that. Would you say with the inclusion of the dogs and the like flip wire bugs that like does it actually feel better, or is it still the monster runs away you have to wait for it to stop and then you're allowed to continue playing the video game?
No, it's great. Like you can chase down the monsters if you want. You can get to their new place. Also, like. Great addition. So I also just started playing Iceborne before I decided to buy a Switch and get Rise. And in Iceborne, the monsters run away like every fucking 2 minutes. And
that's all of world, and it's ridiculous.
It was not that bad before Iceborne. At least I don't think so. they run across the map and then you spend a minute chasing them down and then fight them for 2 minutes. Also in world, I feel like a lot of the additions that they made that weren't like the quality of life ones were distractions from like the core of the game. So like all the environmental stuff, all the like slinger and the clutch claw just felt like they were, I would rather just be hitting the monster.
Yeah.
You know?
Slinger sucks.
I would rather like instead of hitting a fucking rock that's hanging onto the monster and trapping it and whatever, I would rather just hit the monster. And it might be slightly more effective to do the slinger stuff and interact with all that, but it's not as fun. And in this, they just made it so that they improved the actual core of the game and they removed or just didn't continue all that shitty stuff from world while keeping all of the quality of life stuff. With like quick gathering and like all sorts of stuff that world actually did really well. So
if I'm
whack monster.
If I'm someone who's never played a Monster Hunter game, is this the time to jump into one? Or at least if whenever the ultimate version comes out, is that the time to jump in?
I don't want to say yes because it's not. It is probably the best core game Monster Hunter there is. However, it's still Monster Hunter and it's still like.
Obtuse.
It's still. What I mean to say is it's still essentially the exact same experience as like you could pick up Freedom Unite, you could pick on the PSP or whatever, you could pick up Portable Third or 3 Ultimate. Or like any of the other games, except for don't play the first one. And you'd have essentially the same experience.
Gotcha. Mm. Okay. So it's not like, that big of a departure.
My thing has always been, I've always said, like, if you don't know anything about Monster Hunter, like, I didn't know, I had never played one before World, try Dauntless. Because if you play an hour of Dauntless... And you enjoy it, go play Monster Hunter and you will be like, yes! because Dauntless is fine. Dauntless is not a bad game at all.
I like Dauntless.
They just added a new class which lets you do kung fu moves against monsters, which is rad. But Monster Hunter is just better. It is simply a better version of Dauntless.
Dauntless is Monster Hunter, but worse and free.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You get the trade-off of it being free and like, you know, it's a little more like accessible because it's not made by Capcom. But like it's not it's just simply not as good.
Yeah.
Like, Capcom doesn't know shit. Does not know what a menu looks like in a game. And they've been making games for 40 years.
God, so true.
Yeah. That's an excellent slam.
To answer your question, I would 100% recommend this, like, when the Ultimate version comes out, or, you know, whenever you want to get it. For your first one, but also I don't want to say, like, wait for this to come out to play it, because it's you can pick up Worlds.
It sounds like you just are saying jump into anyone, the core feel the same, and different ones have different quality of life.
Yeah. So yes, I really love everything they did in Rise with the core feel, but it's still Monster Hunter, which is a good thing. Like, Monster Hunter is fantastic. I'm just saying you don't need it.
First one you play is, make sure it's after they got rid of underwater battles.
In fact, underwater battles were two games.
Just make sure it's World Arise and just save yourself the stress.
Just play a modern
one.
I mean, P3 is pretty great.
You can go back later. But
Generations Ultimate is actually my favorite.
For the sake of time, we're going to move on.
play Generations Ultimate. It's on the Switch. It's fantastic.
Hunt them monsters.
For the sake of time, I'm going to go real quick. This should be pretty fast. Not a whole lot new. So I did start playing Horizon Zero Dawn last night. I'm very early, so I don't have strong feelings about it yet. Other than the world's pretty cool. I'll give it that already.
Yo, that kid that throws a rock at you, fuck that guy. That's a first 5 minutes of
fuck
Horizon
that kid.
Spoiler.
when the, like, 3 hours spoiler happened, I was like, oh!
Fuck. Okay. So that's where I'm at. I think I'm a couple hours in. I might be right before the thing Zach talking about based on story stuff.
I think you are.
Let's see. I'm continuing to play Tales of Destiny. Still better than the first game. Oddly, it's kind of flipped for me. Now that I'm at, like, hour 20, I'm in a really shitty part. So hopefully that doesn't continue for the remaining 10 hours of the game. Or I'm going to want to die. Other than that, I played Life is Strange for the first time. I don't remember what made me pick that up, but something did. And you know what? The animations in that game do not age well at all. But
that game was made for pennies.
Yeah, it kind of was. But overall, the game, very good. Very much enjoyed. I shouldn't say that. It was good. Really enjoyed Life is Strange. It does have some teen angst, and it does say hella way too much. I feel like they're self-aware of in the game, so it's not so bad.
They're a little self-aware, but they're not self-aware enough to justify it.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
That's a really good way of wording that.
Like, overall, though, I thought it was a good game. I thought the story was very cohesive and solid, minus one part that I don't know if y'all want me to spoil or not, but
this is the ending?
No, the ending was a little disappointing, and then it's just like, you pick the ending and none of your really previous choices matter that much.
Telltale game.
Yeah, like, the choices you do in between affect characters and story, but when you get to the end, it's really, do you want ending A or do you want ending B?
Yeah, so
and that's
Telltale game.
Yeah.
I've only played Telltale Batman, so I don't have Yeah. But, like, I think it's cool. I think more than the Telltale games, or at least the one that I played, I feel like this Life is Strange and, like, Walking Sims are more of the adventure games of modern times. Point-and-click adventure games.
Totally fair,
The Rewind feature was super cool. I really liked it. I spent way too long just being like, oh, I want to see what the other thing does, even though I'm definitely not going to pick that result.
Like, see, I like that, though, because then I get to, like, I don't have to replay it.
Yeah, I don't have to replay the whole fucking game. Yeah, I agree with that.
That's actually cool.
I didn't think about that. But yeah,
Thoughts on Warren?
Oh, okay. So you're right. Warren's a little shithole.
Yeah! Fuck that kid.
For the most part, like, he does fight a guy for you, which is cool, but he's also kind of white knighty.
He's very white knight. He's very nice guy.
He's very nice guy. He's not quite incel, but he's definitely nice guy.
Oh my god.
But he's kind of a little shit a lot of the time. So I did not end up making out with Warren. like, nah, I'm a pass.
I assume, like a sane person, you made out with Chloe.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Like an insane
good, good,
person.
Good. No, like any sane person.
Oh, I thought you said like an insane. I was like, I mean, listen, I haven't played the game, so I don't know really that, much about
that,
it. At
that
all.
Game tries to make it seem like you have like a lot of options with like you could be friends with this character or romance this character, but like, and you can. But there's only one that's any decency.
Yeah,
like anything good.
That's kind of true. I looked at a lot of like what the consequences did after I chose one, mm-hmm. and like got past that point in the game, and like it did affect the story as you went a lot.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
Oh, no, I'm just saying there's only one like path that's like actually a good story and isn't just like some dumb bullshit.
That's kind of true. And yeah, the only problem I had, if you've played it, you probably know, is there is a giant plot hole with the tearing of a picture.
Yeah, yep.
There is a giant plot hole there. The rest of it's fine. I don't know what the fuck happened to the writing crew for that one point.
The ending doesn't particularly make sense either, but whatever.
Mm. It made enough sense where I was like, I don't agree with how you chose to do this, but I understand. Yeah, that was it. I don't think I played anything else. I know I promised to play the Unbeatable demo, but it wasn't out yet. So I think it's out today. So
it
wasn't fucking available. Fuck off.
Go on Twitter and tweet at Mizuki13. Tell him you're a liar.
You can do that. That's fine. But it is now up, so I'll probably try that out tonight. Look forward to that next time. I'll let you know how the Unbeatable is.
Red.
Moving on. The Avengers of video games. We're going to replace them because the current ones suck. They suck hog. You can tell by the Steam numbers. So we're going to imagine that Marvel's Avengers has ceased to exist. What happened to make that happen? I don't know. Take your fucking pick. Make up your own backstory. I don't care. Marvel's Avengers has ceased to exist, and we need to make our own Avengers crew based on other video game characters.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole prompt. So I figured we go through, like, pick a character, go through who we think should be that character, and then we have to agree on one.
Yeah, I have them in cinematic order, but, like, I don't think anyone cares, really.
Cinematic order.
It was really easy.
Let's do cinematic order. If you have it, I'm good with that. I didn't write mine down that way, but I'm assuming that starts with Iron Man, then?
Oh, I just did the original Avengers. And then who gets added in next? Who gets added in next? Who gets added in next?
Oh, okay.
Got it.
That's what I did too, actually.
Great. Then,
I didn't do
let's
that.
Swap that.
Well, then let's just start with the big boy himself, Captain America.
Oh, Captain America.
So I have a serious answer and I have a joke answer.
I'm going to say it before Chris can. Goofy.
Thank you.
It's Goofy. It's got to be Goofy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does have a shield. Fuck.
Yeah, he's a big dude and has a shield.
I almost want to screenshot it. I have two things written here. First of all, in parenthetic, in bold letters, I have written Goofy. But then next to that, I have written BJ Blazkowicz. Modern BJ from Wolfenstein.
Okay.
Loves America.
That's actually a good idea.
Loves America. Hates Nazis, has fought in evil magic Nazis, has fought in robots, and he rules.
That's pretty fucking good.
Damn it. I feel such a rube. I just wrote Mario.
And time traveled.
Oh, you went vanilla with Mario. Come on.
Mario.
I mean, it's the most obvious answer.
Mario doesn't even talk.
Listen. He's not even American.
No, but he's the fucking...
He can be Italian-American. Don't be racist,
yeah, he
Chris.
Could be.
He's from the Mushroom Kingdom.
You don't think America's taking that over, too?
Yeah.
Do they have oil? We'll be there today.
We've destabilized the nation. We stabilized the region. We're going to install our own Bowser regime.
What is this?
Bowser-backed militia.
Mushroom Kingdom.
Listen,
we're giving arms to the Koopas.
Listen, in the vein,
but also to Mario too.
In the vein,
the Iran Koopa crisis.
Jesus Christ! Are you writing this down? This needs to go into some stupid video you make later.
We'll have the fun.
Oh God! Can anybody beat BJ Blazkowicz?
Maybe.
No.
In the vein of destabilizing countries, Solid / Naked Snake.
So that was on my list, but I like BJ better.
BJ's great.
I have a better place for Solid for Snake. We'll come to
later. Okay, we'll come to it. But first point on Snake, he's still got America's ass. Chris made the point himself. He's got America's ass.
That's right.
And really, my only other point comes from Civil War in that Naked Snake is really good at forming a powerful paramilitary group outside of the control of the U.S. government.
Really quickly.
Really quickly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And he's just generally a badass.
I think BK Blazkowicz does win. I didn't even consider him, and that's an excellent choice.
Yeah, I'm with you, BJ Blazkowicz.
I think Snake is a good choice, but I think the place I have him in later makes a little more sense.
Watch this whole thing just be all of Chris.
Okay, but can I assure you
it's not going to be with the next one.
Because we don't just have Captain America. We've also got Bucky and Falcon.
Oh. Okay, well, I didn't write those two down
because I don't care about them.
Since you bring it up, I have Solid Snake as the Winter Soldier / Bucky. Loves war crimes, prone to being involved in weird brainwashing pyramid scheme bullshit. Loves war crimes, is hot.
You said war crimes again. You said this in the Smash video. I don't think Solid Snake has actually committed war crimes. He's tried to stop war crimes.
He has definitely committed war crimes.
Can you give me the Carfax on this?
I can give you a quote from Snake.
Sure.
I'm just an old mercenary hired to do some wet work. Wet work is slang for not above board military work. I.e., he is saying, I'm literally here. Pay me money. I will do war crimes.
That's fair.
I mean, that sentence means.
Wet work isn't automatically a war crime, though.
I agree with that.
Yeah, generally, but it's like non-sanctioned.
There can be covert off the books operations that don't qualify as war
also,
crimes.
Depending on which version of Snake we're talking about, Naked Snake does form a paramilitary group by capturing and brainwashing people.
Naked Snake is war crime.
Also, if we're counting Metal Gear 5. Kidnapping and then forcing enemy troops to fight for you is absolutely a war crime. It's against the Geneva Convention.
Yes.
Okay, that one's easy. Yes.
also, you can get a nuke in that game.
That's also not Solid Snake.
Whatever. They're all the same.
They're all the same. Yes, they are. They're clones.
Fine. Then it's Punish Venom Snake as Winter Soldier. If you want to be an asshole about it.
Venom Snake isn't a clone.
I don't care. Is the point that I want to get across to you. That's
considering fair, I fair. Don't care about Bucky, we can put anyone here, and I'm fine with it.
Sure. Yeah, it's fine.
Can I interest you in the Solid Trio? Captain America, Goofy, Falcon, Donald Duck.
No.
Bucky, Sora.
No. 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 You cannot.
You're trying, but no.
Elise, I have one that is going to make you very excited later. I can tell you that right now.
It's very good. You do get a consolation prize, but no.
For Falcon, I wrote Captain Falcon because who gives a shit about Falcon? I'm sorry.
Fine. It's fine.
Anthony Mackie, you're a great actor. Your character sucks ass.
Actually, for Falcon, I wrote Falco Lombardi because I don't give a shit.
you know what? It's funnier if it's Falco.
It's Falco.
Falco,
Falco Lombardi.
Because I also don't give a shit about that one.
I love that we all had the first character that we actually cared about followed by two dipshits no one wants.
It's Falcon and Winter Soldier, man. Yeah, all right. Iron Man.
All right. Hear me out.
Go for it.
Bontron.
Here's the thing.
You just gave me a really good idea.
I love that. I would. And I love Mega Man Legends so much. Franchise near and dear to my heart. Can you call it a franchise? I don't know.
There's three games. But you can.
There's two.
The Misadventures of Bontron is part of the Legends.
So. Oh, get the fuck out of here with that shit. I don't know. I can't. I don't know if Bontron has the chutzpah to get her a spot on the Avengers.
Listen,
but
the woman's been blown up about 15 bajillion times, still fucking alive, makes tons of robots and robotic suits, is somehow wealthy as fuck, pretty much a narcissist. She always thinks she's right and has a literal horde of minions.
Yeah.
And like Iron Man, she's got her good and her bad moments. I'm just saying, Bob.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Can I interest you guys in a similar one? This is not the one I have written down, but you remind me of it. Hey Hun from Guilty Gear. That's the girl who's in the robo suit that is an old man.
No
idea who that is.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That is good.
Here, I'll send an image. It's as niche as being in Guilty Gear, but it is technically accurate.
It's somehow you picked a character that is actually more niche than Bontron.
Yes.
I'm gonna give you that.
That guy's a
wait, so this old man is actually a robot?
Look in the chest. There's a person there. It's like
I wasn't looking at the picture you sent. I just Googled.
Oh.
No, like, I see that, but like the whole rest of it, I'm like, fuck, that's a robot? Okay. Wouldn't have guessed
that. Yeah, it's a robot suit. No, I wrote down for this one the dude from Vanquish.
What's Vanquish?
It's that platinum game with the robo suit. It's the Iron Man suit. I think his name is Sam.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that this game existed.
He doesn't really have a character, but the game's good.
The game's good. he's voiced by Steve Bloom and Spike.
Yeah,
I just put down Samus because
I put down Samus as well.
that's the correct answer.
Samus is the boring answer.
I put down.
You're not
Spyro.
Wrong. I'm sorry. Wait, what?
Why?
Fireballs.
What?
Wait, Elise, what do you think Iron Man does?
He shoots fireballs.
That rules. That's so
he shoots
good.
Laser beams.
I mean, yeah.
Those are very different.
Well, same difference.
Okay, Sabil in the chat says, honestly, Spyro for Iron Man. So there we go. The chat,
I don't care.
The chat agrees.
What? I sort of refuse, but I don't care enough.
I refuse. I want Spyro for Iron Man.
Oh, that's so good.
I wrote down a second one too. The elusive man from Mass Effect 2. Rich, an asshole, but charismatic. Could have a super suit if he wanted, and literally enough money to resurrect someone from the dead.
I actually did almost put Shepard for Captain America, but I was like, who cares about Shepard? Mm. I guess Samus. None of these are great, is the thing.
really quick. Chesbuck says Mario could be Iron Man because he does have all the different suits and they all have different purposes. Plus, with all the coins he gets, he must be rich.
I recommend you watch the Unraveled of If Mario Can Never Retire to see if he's actually rich or not.
That is
he's
a good
thing. He's broke.
The man's a plumber. He is not that rich.
Unfortunately, Peach doesn't seem to give him a huge reward for saving her, and his day job isn't bringing in massive.
Sometimes gives him a cake. It's bullshit. And like, not all the time either. All right.
I guess it's
next
Samus.
Up,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's Samus. Next up, Thor.
Oh, go ahead. Someone else. I started.
There's a pretty obvious one here.
I think I wrote down the obvious one.
I had one that I thought was obvious and one that I think is not as obvious, but better.
Okay, go on.
My obvious one was Raiden.
Oh, okay. Wouldn't have thought of
that. And my less obvious, but I think better one, maybe not really better, my other one was Cole McGrath from the Infamous games. Because he also shoots lots of lightning.
Huh.
Right as you said that, Chaz Bucks wrote in the chat, Cole from Infamous is Thor.
Okay,
which
that's actually
is not a bad choice.
Not a bad choice.
I forgot about Infamous.
I wrote Kratos.
I respect
like both of Pridges better.
The only other person who had actually thought of that.
I wrote two down. One is the obvious choice, which is Kratos.
You said it right.
The other is the less obvious choice, which is Kratos.
I almost did this exact joke.
Listen. Kratos, an immortal god, can fly.
No.
Uses lightning magic as his really only source of magic, and he's an excellent fighter, although he uses a sword instead of a hammer.
I mean, his fucking axe is Mjolnir.
Oh, no, that's Kratos. I'm talking about
he's
Kratos.
He's talking about Tales of Symphonia Kratos. He's being versed right now.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
I like Raiden. I think Raiden's a really good pick.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with that. Raiden's fine.
Here's the other one, and this can quickly get discarded, but I did, in fact, watch a YouTube video on the entire plot of Xenoblade Chronicles. Don't ask me why. Shulk.
No.
Shulk's coming back later for one of mine, but I don't think it's for Thor.
Shulk, canonically in that game, is a god. Doesn't have a special weapon.
He's actually a corpse possessed by a god.
Yes.
But in the end, that god leaves his body and he still exists and then beats that god, right?
Yeah, he kills God because he doesn't believe gods need to exist. He's rejecting God. He's rejecting divinity.
JRPG.
Returned to humanity.
Yeah, JRPG. He rejects divinity.
And goes to France. Okay.
Yeah, no, he does not go to France, though.
RK in the chat says, Shulk is a what?
Yeah,
a corpse possessed by a god.
And he gets to hang out with Bowser Jr. in Smash.
Also, not even the weirdest plot twist in that game, the gods aren't actually gods either. Because the plot of that, because the final twist in that game is stupid as shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate when that specific plot twist is used in games. I fucking hate it.
It's like in One Piece where they casually reveal a god isn't real and move on.
Halucha does have a good point. We spoiled the whole plot of that game with no warning. We should probably be careful.
Not gonna play Xenoblade Chronicles.
Listen.
Yeah, there's a 10-year statute of limitations that I don't care about.
Hang on. You can spoil it. We should just say, I'm going to spoil this. And
that's fair.
It's totally fine to spoil it. Just preface it.
Very true.
So I'm between Raiden and Cole.
I think Raiden fits a little better just because he is from another world. And like Thor has like that, like he talks old and weird thing going on.
I think Raiden's the better fit.
Raiden's definitely the choice.
Raiden it is.
But I'm fine with points to Cole for for showing up.
Yeah.
Infamous 2, underrated great game.
Good. Damn right.
Halucha, we're tiptoeing for Horizon because three of us are playing it, not done.
Yeah.
It also came out 4 years ago.
That's 4 years ago. That's not nearly as big of a difference.
That's true.
Xenoblade Chronicles came out on the Wii U.
Black Widow!
Xenoblade Chronicles came out on the Wii.
On the Wii,
well,
yeah.
Then double original fuck Wii.
It was Xenoblade Chronicles X on the Wii U.
Yeah.
Great.
Which is a different game, as we learned from French.
Yes.
And not a remake.
Black Widow, I wrote Sam Fisher.
Here's the thing. I wrote that too. Then I realized the better choice, Joanna Dark from Perfect.
Yes, my man.
Oh!
You did,
mm-hmm.
You did it too, baby.
I just assumed
I see.
Two
you,
of you
correct.
Would pick those two people. So I went Jade.
Yeah. If that character had a franchise, maybe they would count. But
badass female character,
Dark.
Martial arts master.
They're two games.
Shut up, stealth master. And Jade is an actual person of color. And you know what? Who better to play ScarJo than a person of color?
There you go. Yeah, that's a good pick. That's a good joke.
You always want to give it to you.
I put Sam because of the splits,
which makes no sense, but I think it's very funny.
Stupid.
I think we can sort of like lump these two and like figure out the best combo for Hawkeye and Black Widow because that's kind of how
that's probably a good idea. Yeah.
And for
Elise,
Hawkeye,
did you have a different
wrote,
Black Widow real quick before we move on to Hawkeye?
So I thought Bayonetta was the obvious answer here.
See, I wrote Bayo, but then I erased it because I was thinking the magic.
Yeah, she's magic, and I would put her later actually for one of the two girls who use magic.
Oh, don't worry, I got someone for Wanda.
Don't worry. My Wanda pick is a winner.
But I did go Isabel because vibes.
I don't know what that means.
Sorry, you mean Isabel from Animal Crossing?
I do mean Isabel from Animal Crossing.
I mean, she'll fuck some skin tight
black
up.
Leather suit, just like doing the flips over somebody and breaking their neck in the process.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Easy.
Okay.
She's got her slingshot. That's basically a gun.
Jesus Christ.
For serious answer, you know? I'm with you all on Joanna Dark.
I'll make one more argument for Sam Fisher after I say that I have Aloy for Hawkeye.
I put like three different bow users for Hawkeye, and Aloy is my favorite of them.
Listen.
Yeah.
Aloy is too cool of a character to be Hawkeye.
But Aloy has a lot of different arrow types.
She does.
Also, we can pretend it's comics Hawkeye, who's cool.
He's still not cool. It's fucking Hawkeye. No, the answer here
I actually think comics Hawkeye is kind of cool.
Comics Hawkeye is fucking great. Like, one of the best characters in comics.
He's deaf. It's awesome.
What about
Pitt? We're forgetting Tony Hawkeye.
Okay, someone had to do it. All right.
I'm glad we brought that joke back because it's amazing.
But it doesn't make any sense.
You're right. But we did laugh really hard about it yesterday.
That's a good answer.
I do love fucking BJ Blazkowicz saying Avengers Assemble and Tony Hawk skateboards in the crash suit, kickflips off and shoots something and it lands. It makes no sense. But it's funny.
I'd rather have that than Aloy, because I think Aloy is too cool for Hawkeye. But I went with Pitt. It's got the bow and arrow.
Oh,
he's got the sorry stuff, and he has his emo phase as Dark Pitt.
And he's equally lame.
And equally lame. That was a point on my bullets here. Boring and unimportant was the bullet point.
Yeah. That's fair.
And you've got Dark Pitt for those that emo time before. Like at the beginning of Endgame after Infinity War.
That's a good point.
Honestly, I'm shocked that you made me agree with the existence of Pitt, but I agree with you. You got it.
Yeah.
Sure, if you want to truly match, we'll make someone who's as lame as Hawkeye, as lame as Hawkeye, and we'll use Pitt.
The fight is on.
So we have Pitt and Joanna Dark.
Yes.
Now just imagine that scene from Endgame.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. Where they're both just trying to sacrifice themselves.
Let me go, Pitt.
They're both trying to let their franchise actually die.
And at the end, Pitt's just like, but I could have just flown back up.
Like, wait, my already dead. Except that perfect Dark's coming back, so.
Yeah, true.
And then the last of the original Avengers, we got the Hulk.
I couldn't think of anything, so I wrote Kirby for the lulz.
I wrote Kirby.
I got Kirby somewhere else.
I'm not being sarcastic. I think Kirby is the perfect Hulk.
I got Kirby somewhere else.
Dan, I cannot believe you did that.
Dan,
can I interest you in another Hulk?
Okay, go on.
It's green.
Okay.
It smashes. It's very large.
If you say Spyro.
Car from Daytona USA from Fighters Mega Man.
I hate you so much.
Somebody give at least a dollar.
Is Car sentient in whatever game you just described, or is it just a car?
It's a car that fights.
It's a car that stands up on its hind tires and fights with its front tires.
That is amazing.
I wrote Akuma.
Akuma Street from Fighter. What? There's a couple.
Yeah.
Street Fighter.
Oh, okay.
But I also did write Knack, and Dan called it. I wrote Knack.
Knack.
Let me posit this to you.
He gets angry and smashes and gets big.
Let me posit this to you. Matt from Wii Sports.
He
doesn't really get big, though. It's kind of a marquee part of
the Hulk. He doesn't need to. He's nearly a god, physically stronger than anyone else present on the planet, good at everything, and he's probably a genius and can invent time travel, too. Who knows? It's fucking Matt from Wii Sports.
I don't know. I here's the thing. Chris, you almost won me over on Knack, but I do think Kirby is the more solid choice. He can transform. He is... can be really nice, has killed gods, which Hulk
but
does
Kirby's not
have
smart.
The strength to do.
How neither do you Hulk. That's rude.
What do you mean? Neither is Hulk.
counterpoint. Well, normal Hulk is dumb. He has to swallow. That's the point, though.
It's Bruce Banner who transforms into the Hulk. It's a lump thing. You can't. You don't just get to have the Hulk. That's just Drax.
Also, what if Kirby swallows the scientist? Then he is smart. Boom. Problem solved.
I don't think that's how that works at all.
I think there is a scientist or like a doctor power up in one of the 3DS games.
That's incredible.
I would honestly rather have Knack than Kirby because I think Kirby fits with a lot of other Avengers better.
Sibylla is very mad at us for calling Kirby not smart. Well, Chris particularly, but they do point out that he's not dumb. He's just a child. So
doesn't speak language.
Hey,
Kirby is just a child.
And sorry.
Also kill God.
Hulk only says, killed God.
Hulk only says two words normally. Hulk and Smash. True.
Zach, you have to count Bruce Banner, though. you don't need to separate Bruce Banner from this equation.
Also, yeah, what about Smart Hulk later on? Like, that's
true. It's true.
In half the movies, he's sentient and smart as Hulk.
We'll figure that out when we get there.
You're fucked. It's Knack.
Okay, look, I've never played Knack.
I hate Knack, though.
Okay, I've never played Knack, but isn't the story of that he, like, escaped from a scientific lab?
Yeah, he was like a prototype death bot.
Yeah.
And he can transform into giant, like, fighting robot.
Transform into big Smash Knack, yeah.
Listen, if we're not going for Matt from Wii Sports, I'm on Knack at the moment.
I'm on Knack. Right,
fine. I'm on Knack, too.
I still stand by my choice. He's going to be on USA from Fighters Mega Base.
The Hulk is Knack.
God damn it.
At least I really appreciate your enthusiasm. The recommendations you're pulling here are 10 out of 10.
The moxie is very appreciated. All right. So after that, the next cinematic release is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, fuck. We have to go through all of these people.
I only did a couple of them.
We'll speed through the chaff a little bit here. For Star-Lord, I wrote Nathan Drake.
That's actually a good choice. Yeah.
Not a bad choice. I wrote Garrus Vakarian.
I feel like he should be an Earthling.
I think Garrus is too like stoic to be Star Lord, though.
Yeah, you gotta have like one liners.
Garrus has one.
No, Garrus does have one liners.
That's true.
They're not like corny. They're not like corny like Jackson Pollock. I have so much sex one liners. They're more like I'm an actual cool character one liner.
I mean, half of them.
If you can't tell, I think Star Lord sucks.
I could see either of these people being played by Nathan Fillion, and for that reason, I would give it.
Yeah, I can see Nathan. I don't hate Nathan Drake. Right.
For Rocket and Groot, I wrote Ratchet and Daxter. Yeah, motherfuckers.
I've actually got Ratchet and Clank somewhere else.
See,
interesting.
My thing is, Groot can't talk other than saying, I am Groot.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So I actually went with Ori for Groot.
Oh, that's good.
Ah, can't talk. Kind of cute.
You're a Rocket Raccoon.
I didn't pick one. So,
I mean, Ratchet makes the most sense to me. He's a fucking
Ratchet makes perfect
with
sense.
Gun.
Actually, Ratchet makes a lot of sense for Rocket.
It's pretty good.
I mean, honestly, to the point where I would be willing to bet when they made Ratchet, they would probably reference it or like probably took a lot of inspiration from Rocket Raccoon comics because. It's the same shtick. It's a Chaz small Buck, rodent with big gun.
Chaz Buck says, fucking Groot is the Pokemon Pseudo Wudo because
I'm
it can only say
that.
Its name.
Yeah, and it's also not technically a tree. That's really
it's Pseudo Wudo. It's Pseudo Wudo, 100%.
Yeah, he gets it. He gets it for that one.
That's really good.
Gamora, I wrote Lightning because who gives a fuck?
That's not a bad pick.
I mean,
She got swords.
She has problems with her sister.
I don't know enough about Lightning to give a shit. So
yeah,
Once again, I like the movies, but I don't think any of the Guardians are that cool of individual characters. So sure, just pick whoever.
That's why I put Lightning.
Yeah, Lightning's fine.
And then for Drax, I wrote Vex.
I'm down.
He's
for that.
Angry. He's angry. Has knives. I think Vex's family is dead. I don't know shit about Vex, y'all.
But does he have the secret? Does he have the secret soft side?
Can Vex go invisible?
Yes, actually.
God damn it!
I was gonna say, if we're talking like angry, super strong dudes, we could go back to Kratos here for Drax. He's got the body tattoos and stuff too. Dead family.
Did lose his family.
Two knives.
Things.
Oh yeah.
I think
that's pretty good. Kratos.
That's better. Kratos. And he's like the way overpowered one compared to the rest of the group.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
He always gets his shit kicked in though.
Yeah, well, Dave Bautista is there to sell.
In the entirety of the Guardians of the Galaxy's franchise.
That's true.
He absolutely would have died during Endgame because he literally just runs at people with knives.
Yeah.
So he would have died during Endgame.
Dan in chat, 100%. Chris pretends like anyone actually played Vex enough to know if he can go invisible.
Honestly, you could have given Vex any power, and I would have had no choice to believe you.
I'm decently sure he has invisibility powers. Decently sure.
Also, Dan earlier in the chat, I do want to point out, says Chris and Dan, tag team for the ages, forgetting that yesterday Dan fucked Chris on Around the Monitor, preventing him from winning.
Everyone was trying to have fun, and Dan was coming in and kicking them in the teeth.
Everyone was trying to have fun.
All right, moving on. The next is Age of Ultron. So we got Vision, Quicksilver, and Scarlet Witch.
Clank for Vision. Wanda is Ratchet. And Quicksilver is Baxter.
Wait, what? Sorry.
I actually don't get any of those.
Who wait, did you say, him again? You're cutting out for me.
So he said, she said, Vision is Clank.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Wanda Maximoff, Scarlet Witch is Ratchet. Because they're romantically in. No, it makes no sense. And then famous fast character Daxter is Quicksilver. Daxter, who has no powers other than spoilers for character. Jack 3, is a god.
Wait, are you fucking serious?
Mm-hmm. He's a precursor.
Which
are the equivalent of gods.
I hate Jacks.
God damn it.
Jack. Not Jack. I combined Vex and Jack. Jacks.
Okay. You're the worst, at least, is my response to that. For Quicksilver, I was lazy and wrote Sonic. You could also do Silver or Shadow.
I also Sonic, though, because I don't care that much, and they're both dead. So
I was going to make that joke.
I'm fine. I literally didn't watch this movie, didn't know who Quicksilver was.
It's not a good movie.
Oh, really?
It's not a good movie.
Yeah, it's got like two good scenes. Scarlet Witch, I wrote Triss Marigold from Witcher.
That's not a bad pick.
Hair and a witch.
I went with Night Sister Marin from Jedi Fallen Order.
I actually wrote Lilith from Borderlands.
That was my second choice.
That's a good one.
Wow.
Too.
These are all good choices.
I'm giving it to Marin because I fucking love Marin.
I don't know. I think
that's my only argument.
I think we got to go back to Ratchet. That's a pretty good choice.
They have so much in common. I mean, you see where Wanda uses a wrench?
She has to fix Vision somehow.
I think Night Sister Mara makes the most sense because their powers are kind of ill-explained and confusing, and they both grew up in a kind of an indoctrinated cult-style way.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know who Night Sister Marin is, so I'll believe you guys if you say it's the best choice.
It's a witch lady from Fallen Order. Pretty cool.
It's a deep cut, but I'll take it.
Vision, I wrote something that's gonna raise some eyes, especially considering that it's gonna now have to smooch Night Sister Marin. I wrote BT from Titanfall.
Yes, so do I. Yes.
For no other reason than they're the best robot.
I also wrote died to save others. So
died to save others. Yeah, that checks out. Protecting the ones they love.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chat's pretty down with BT is, and I haven't played Titanfall 2. I don't have a strong choice on this one, so unless somebody else does, I'm not gonna fight you for it.
BT is that.
It's that or Clank. Like there's not a ton of really good, charismatic, cool robots in video games.
That's true.
See, but
I also wrote Legion for Ultron because I just thought that was clever.
That is clever.
Not an Avenger.
Legion, like what Legion? The one from the Bible or
Mass Effect?
From Mass Effect.
Mass Effect. Okay.
I mean, sorry.
The one from the internet.
It's a common name for a demon from like 800 different things.
That's very true.
Well, that's what the Mass Effect thing is referencing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're all referencing. But I'm just saying, when you say Legion, I'm not going to automatically think Mass Effect. It's everywhere.
Yeah,
it is many.
Talking about the hit film, like 2007 film Legion.
Oh, God.
Next up, I think, is Spider-Man.
Okay, I have a joke answer and a second not-as-joke answer. Joke answer, Spider-Man from the PS1 Spider-Man game.
I wrote Spider-Man from PlayStation.
Chris, we are creepily... Spider-Man PS4. Motherfucker, we are creepily the same people. Oh my god.
We're all lining. I think Spider-Man just gets to be Spider-Man and that's fine.
My other...
Go for it, David. No, you can do your second one.
My second one is Joker from Persona 5. Oddly charismatic teen, inexplicably athletic, smart, and charismatic. Doesn't make sense. Uses a grappling hook and a gun, which are basically web slingers. And he can make friends in high places that make him mecha suits, probably.
I wrote Hornet from Hollow Knight because they both use things to slam the walls and they're bugs.
Huh. Oh.
That was as far as I got on that one.
I actually kind of like that.
I like it that it's not actually Spider-Man.
So. Elise from League of Legends.
No.
Has webs.
Go to jail.
Has webs. Is a spider.
Is a spider.
God damn it.
Can climb on things.
I like Hornet. It's not as good as actual Spider-Man, but
I kind of like just
what can be
picking Spider-Man.
I
don't get the point of cheating on just one of them though,
because it's funny and because Spider-Man's like actually a fun video game, and that's the only Marvel thing that's true for.
You know, Hawlucha says Gex can climb walls.
Hornet's into
pop culture references as well.
No, it's not Gex. No Gex.
But yeah, I'm not going to fight against Hornet if we don't want to jokingly pick Spider-Man.
That's fine. Let's do Hornet. Oh boy, here come the exciting ones, folks. Doctor Strange.
Okay, here we go. Shulk.
No,
I don't care.
Yeah, messes with time. Sort of a weird.
In the future.
Yeah.
That's his vision thing. Also, he's British, like Benedict Cumberbatch.
I hate.
Sorry. You'll recall Dr. Strange is actually a character from New York. That's just Benedict Cumberbatch's terrible attempt at a New York accent.
Oh, yeah, no. That's why I said Benedict Cumberbatch and not Dr. Strange.
This is making Spyro for Iron Man look good, all right?
Oh, I wrote this one.
No, it's not. Shulk at least makes somewhat sense.
Yeah.
I did also put as a note that Shulk would really be feeling the role.
God damn it. Local man really feeling it. I wrote this one for Elise. For Doctor Strange, I wrote King Mickey from Kingdom Hearts.
But why?
Shows up all over the place through inexplicable portals. Is always wearing a cape and holds the secrets to the universe.
You're not wrong.
It's not nothing.
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 I don't know. What about the main character from Life is Strange? They can rewind time. Boom.
Oh, Max.
That's not really what Doctor Strange does.
No, but he does have the eye thing that's his main power for most of the thing, kind of.
Yeah.
I thought about it, but...
Yeah, I got nothing.
Dragonborn.
Like the Dovahkiin?
Like the Dovahkiin.
Explain.
What is reloading in Faith except time travel?
Wow.
What is... Also, like,
that's
all of the
that's
fucking...
a really good argument. Todd
that's
Howard.
A good argument.
Just Todd Howard.
That's a good argument. Although, I would say, if we're talking saves coming, the tactician from Fire Emblem, all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's actually not a bad idea. But Dan gives one that I really like. Baba from Baba Is You.
No. Not Baba. They're saying you from Baba Is You.
Whatever. The sheep thing from Baba Is You.
Listen,
I haven't played it. I don't know anything.
Rewrites the rules of the universe.
Yeah.
No.
Listen, I actually like Dovahkiin. I'm Team Dovahkiin on this one.
So we got Dovahkiin, King Mickey. What else do we got on the table here? Shulk.
I like King Mickey or Shulk.
My problem with both King Mickey and Shulk is that they both use swords, and that's very not King a Doctor Mickey, Strange.
Vote on Shulk. I'm fine with Shulk winning this.
Sure.
Shulk? Okay.
You know what? Actually, that's true, because Doctor Strange can see future possibilities and stuff, and that's a big Shulk thing with future sight. Okay, Shulk, yeah.
That was the whole point I picked, basically. And he's British. I'm not going to lie. The British thing came first in my mind.
You're amazing. And an artist. Next is... Oh, we're almost done. Next is Black Panther.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not going to lie. This was very difficult because there are not a lot of black characters in video games.
There are no black protagonists in video games, and it is shocking. However... I did pick Marlo Briggs, motherfuckers.
Who is that?
Marlo Briggs is from a beat 'em up, like Devil May Cry style beat 'em up game called Marlo Briggs. And it kicks ass and rules, and he deals with supernatural bullshittery and gets magic powers.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, Black Panther's powers aren't
technology-based.
No. Well, the suit is...
It's a combination of a magic plant and his technological suit.
Oh, okay. Bingo. I didn't watch the movie, so I don't know.
Yeah, the super strength and, durability comes from magic plants, but it's obviously augmented by having a vibranium suit.
Got it. I went Doomfist from Overwatch on this. Well,
that's actually not a bad choice.
Not necessarily a protagonist, an absolute fucking specimen. But... like he's an absolute physical.
Isn't Doomfist like a terrorist or something?
Yeah. He's an African drug dealer, warlord, and arms dealer. He stole a nuke once.
I mean, let's be real. There's a lot of questionable stuff about Shaq Black Panther. Oh god, Shaq from Shaq Fu.
I kind of like Doomfist.
It also brings up some of the problematic things about Black Panther leaving the rest of the African continent to rot.
What about CJ from Grand Theft Auto?
Yo, I thought about that. Because you know what? CJ fucking rules.
CJ gets it done. That's all I'm trying to
say. I thought about CJ because he's one of the very few black characters in video games. I also thought about Clem from Walking Dead.
I have Clem for sure.
That's good.
Black Panther's sister who does all the tech stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah, that one works.
Just because I wanted to get Clem in
there. Chaz in the chat says, CJ is a king. The king of San Andreas.
It's true.
You know what? Fuck it. CJ.
That shows how few black characters there are. Oh my god.
Yeah.
CJ and Clem.
I do love the idea of Black Panther from the movie turning around and just seeing the horde of whatever the hell the monsters were attacking Wakanda and him just going, shit, here we go again.
That's good. That's good Photoshop.
He's like, get this man a shield. Shit, here we go again.
Oh boy, you better believe it's Ant-Man.
So does that mean we went with CJ? Is that what just happened? I think.
It's CJ and Clem for Black Panther and Shuri. Black Panther and Black Panther because Shuri becomes Black Panther. Unimportant. Sick. Wrote Olimar.
Who was it? Here's the thing. Olimar is Hank Pym. Alf is Scott Lang.
Okay.
Wait, Alf?
For the people who know
Muppet?
the Pikmin 3 lore. Alf is the player character in Pikmin 3.
Alf.
Oh, one good reference.
Sure, I don't care.
Okay, hear me out. Ant-Man is Luigi.
Explain.
he is ageless.
I do think Paul Rudd would play a good Luigi.
I do. Most of the reason I picked Luigi. I have real reasons. Luigi can get smaller or larger, changes size all the time. Generally, is accidentally successful. That's just Luigi in a nutshell. And Luigi is like generally boring, but has some funny moments. Ant-Man.
It's true. Sybilis's Minish Cap Link is Ant-Man.
I didn't play
that. Or Tiny not bad.
Is Ant-Man.
I like Luigi with the addition of Dr. Egad as Hank Pym.
Who's Hank Pym? I don't know.
He's the guy who is behind all of the research and stuff that leads to Ant-Man making the suit.
Hank Pym is the first Ant-Man.
Yes,
correct.
He's Ant-Man in the comics, or was. Yep.
Got it.
He's also Ant-Man in Marvel's Avengers, the video game.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Don't want to pay Paul Rudd for that likeness.
Don't want to pay anybody for their likenesses, apparently.
Is this Clint Eastwood? No, fuck.
So what do we say first? I think it's Olimar or Alf.
I like
because I kind of like Luigi. Pikmin canonically are based on ants and carrots, and that is not a joke. That is how Miyamoto came up with the idea for Pikmin.
And Olimar is based off of Mario, and Louie is based off Luigi.
The naming conventions. That makes sense. Right.
Do we know in Luigi or Olimar?
I think Olimar makes more sense, but I want Luigi.
I mean, is that
it should be Olimar because like Ant-Man is actually smart, well, and Luigi's kind of
ruins my choice for Wasp now.
Oh, I didn't even write Wasp. I don't give a shit.
I was gonna have Mario be Wasp.
Why?
Because everyone likes Evangeline Lilly better than.
I didn't write Wasp. I don't have anything for Wasp. Who cares?
Yeah, this is whatever.
Moving Aloy on. Again. I'm skipping Wasp.
Who did you say is Hank Pym? Because I don't care who that is.
Oh, I didn't write that down, but it'll be Lou Alf.
Alf is Scott Lang.
B Mario exists.
B Mario does exist.
I think this is the last one. Captain Marvel. I believe this is the last one.
Oh.
We technically missed one.
I actually had similar logic to Luigi for Ant-Man, picking Daisy.
Okay, interesting.
Miss Marvel is all about like changing her body proportions, right? She's like Plastic Man based.
No, this is Captain Marvel, not Miss Marvel.
This is Captain Marvel.
Oh fuck.
This is pretty awesome. Captain
Marvel. Trust me, it's a great naming convention. It's not gonna get confusing at all once that movie comes out.
Oh god. Okay. Well, carry on. It's a show, not a movie.
Fine. Captain
Marvel. I wrote Tifa Lockhart.
Not bad. But
that's really all I got here.
She's too weak, though.
I mean, Tifa has beaten up deities.
Tifa has punched a god. You're right.
That's true. This is where I went with Kirby. Because Kirby is the most powerful Avenger. Captain Marvel is the most powerful Avenger. Travels through space.
Yeah, you got me.
Cute as fuck. I like Brie Larson. And can kill God.
Has that balance of adorable but could easily with a snap of a finger kill you wouldn't even be a thing to them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Kirby's the most powerful Avenger. I mean, no one on this list could fuck up Kirby.
I mean when the whole thing with like
not even
what's it called, the big
hit. Actually, I'm pretty sure an act like gets stronger the more it's hit or some bull crap like that. So I don't know.
Kirby just eat him.
But like with the whole thing of like Kirby was the last surviving Smasher who had to like save the day against whatever the big eye was called. And Captain Marvel was like the one brought in to beat Thanos. Like that does check out.
It does check out.
Yeah.
All right, Kirby, fuck it.
I'm fine with it. I'm not gonna fight it at this point.
What did you have, Zach?
I think I said Bayonetta before.
Ah.
But that makes sense. I don't have like a great choice.
I think Bayo's better for Doctor Strange because the hair kind of works like the cape, or for Scarlet Witch because magic. Yeah.
I mean, also Bayonetta's whole thing is also like kind of time manipulation too.
Yeah, and like astral destiny and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. She does make portals appear that like things pop out.
Actually, yeah, go back and change whoever we put for Doctor Strange to Bayonetta. That makes way Shulk. More sense.
Yes.
For the love of God, put Bayonetta down.
I'm not gonna lie, when I think a couple people were like, "Oh, I have Bayonetta for later," I assumed it was Doctor Strange, and then no one brought it.
I had it for Scarlet Witch, but then we started doing bits.
We could also throw Beautiful Joe in there. Y'all remember Beautiful Joe?
Dude, I love
it. I'd be a good Ant-Man, actually.
Actually, would be a good Ant-Man.
I guess, kind of. Get Olimar?
Nah, Olimar's better.
One that
you said we missed one, David?
One that we technically missed. War Machine.
Oh damn it. it makes so much more sense for that to be BT also.
No, nope. Hold. 2B. She is a literal war machine.
Yeah, emotionless killing machine. Hot, just like Don Cheadle.
Wait, is Don Cheadle an emotionless killing machine?
Yes. Absolutely.
I must have missed that part from the movies.
And I looked it up because I was like, wait, has Don Cheadle played a character in a video game before? And he has, but it is unfortunately him playing War Machine.
Yeah.
Wait, in what game they actually got him to voice? He's expensive.
Iron Man 2, dog.
Of course they made a game for it.
That's the infamously bad one by Sega.
And they also got his voice for Lego Avengers.
Well, that just uses the movie voices.
Fair.
Because they use movie audio. Lego has a deal. This is not a joke. Lego has a deal with major motion picture things to have that exclusivity. It's crazy. It's in their deal to make Lego merchandise. Like they get full likeness for everything whenever they sign a deal with everything. That's how powerful Lego is in the merchandising world.
What the fuck?
Think of how much Lego stuff there is.
Yeah.
Oh, Chaz has a very good point in the chat. Don Cheadle did emotionlessly kill Terrence Howard's chances of coming back as War Machine.
Man, did Terrence Howard not want to do it?
No, I think he wanted more money, and they were like, fuck off.
He wanted to get paid in the same stratosphere as Robert Downey Jr., and they said, lol, no.
which they were right to, so they instead hired Academy Award winner, that's right, Don Cheadle. Yeah. That's right, he was in Traffic. Y'all motherfuckers forgot about Traffic.
I completely forgot that Don Cheadle hasn't always played a War Machine at this point because
I mean Terrence Howell was only in one movie
and it was
the first one.
Yeah,
Tony Stark in a box of scraps
and he's barely in it.
It's the best line from that movie.
It really is.
The War Machine's 2B is that
where we're at? I feel like
the slightest.
She is a War Machine from Overwatch.
I could see that. I mean, he's an actual...
kind of fits more.
Yeah.
Hey guys, we all know it is a person inside of a suit, right? Not an actual robot.
Yeah, I know, but like, whatever.
Yeah, he also, his character doesn't really do anything.
D.Va?
That's actually not a bad choice. I hate it, but it's not a bad choice.
Has Gatling cannons? Has blind obedience to their military organization?
That's so stupid.
Probably.
I think it's D.Va.
I don't hate D.Va, yeah.
Can abandon the suit if need be. Can also shoot gun. I assume Don Cheadle can shoot gun. He's like a colonel or something.
Don Cheadle can shoot gun.
Can Don Cheadle shoot gun?
Google, can Don Cheadle shoot gun?
Why can't Don Cheadle shoot?
Don Cheadle can shoot a little gun.
Should I ask my Google Home?
No.
I got a Google phone.
RK Fan says, I was expecting the sentence to be Bastion from the hit game Bastion by Supergiant Games.
Okay, Google, can Don Cheadle shoot gun?
This is not a podcast.
We are on a podcast right now.
It's talking in my kitchen. It does not have an answer for me.
I would love to believe that Vic is just in the kitchen like, what the fuck? Why is Google telling me if Don Cheadle can shoot guns?
It's still talking.
It's probably referencing like a whole movie plot that he's been
where he shoots a gun.
Just love the idea that your girlfriend is sitting in the other room minding her own business, and then just a voice comes from the kitchen like, yes, Don Cheadle can shoot a gun. What?
Don Cheadle can and will kill again.
Oh god. Were there any other missing adventures? Yeah, I went with Diva. Missing
Avengers. Just for the fun, because Elise did mention them. Miss Marvel, so the Kamala Khan character.
Right.
That's super strength, flight, and like body elasticity and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know she could fly.
Yeah.
Oh, no, maybe she like slingshots herself with her. Like...
That sounds.
No. She can fly.
That's such a weird combo.
Fun. random fun fact: the band Joywave announced their most recent album in a Miss Marvel comic.
Oh, that's cool.
By Miss Marvel giving Captain America a CD and him going back to his house and listening to it.
That's fantastic.
That's some dope marketing right there.
It's awesome, but like, why?
That's true.
For the like several thousand people that will read that and be like, oh, cool.
Who would be Miss Marvel?
Daisy.
No.
But why?
Same as Luigi, she can like shrink and get bigger. She's gay.
Wait, okay. Interesting. Wait, is Miss Marvel canonically gay?
I have no idea.
I don't believe so.
I have no idea.
I do have slight problems casting the first Muslim American superhero as a white woman.
Let me show you this one. Min Min from Arms.
That's perfect. You've done it. Congratulations.
Good. Yeah, that's it. That's
Can't actually stretch.
Yeah, white. that's the only thing I can think of.
I'll actually Spring Girl. Is that her name? Ribbon Girl.
But I just said Min-Min.
At least Min Min's from person Arms. Of color.
That's true. But Ribbon Girl has the mask, like a hidden identity thing.
Yeah, but Miss Marvel also, doesn't really do that. She has like that.
Yeah, she has like
that's not mask. Enough to hide your identity.
Hey, depends on who you're talking to.
Also, doesn't
you know what? Do Min Min. I was thinking from Girl.
What?
It has a ramen bowl on her head.
Oh, I thought she had both. I thought she had like a mask.
She has like eye paint. Maybe everyone just has that in this universe. Yeah, sure. It's Min Min.
It's Min Min. It's whatever.
I love that Nintendo was like abandoned ship on Arms, except Min Min.
True. I mean, was it Nintendo's choice to put Min Min in Smash, or was Sakurai just being weird?
Can we work in Splatoon into any character?
No.
Pepperpots.
Want to / need to.
Because I like Splatoon.
I don't think they fit to any of these characters.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Are any of the Avengers both a squid and a kid?
You know, if it was DC Universe and we had Aquaman, I'd be fine.
I know. I would
jump on that. Right. Tune in for next day, cast. We recast the Justice League.
All right.
Fun. Although there'd be a lot of overlap.
for our
Batman's in the crash suit.
I did almost suggest Batman for Iron Man, but I didn't.
Shitty crossover.
Really good.
All right, so our Avengers crew for Captain America, we're casting BJ Blazkowicz. For Bucky, it's Snake. Falcon is Falco Lombardi.
Yes.
Iron Man is Samus Aran. That name works out. Thor is Raiden. Black Widow is Joanna Dark. Hawkeye is Pitt. The Hulk is Knack. Star-Lord is Nathan Drake. Rocket is Ratchet. Groot is Pseudo Wudo. Gamora is Lightning, because none of us cared. Drax is
Kratos.
I was making sure I was going to say the right one. Drax is Kratos. Vision is BT. Wanda is Night Sister Marin. Quicksilver is Sonic. Spider-Man is Hornet from Hollow Knight. Doctor Strange is Bayonetta. Black Panther, CJ from GTA. Shuri is Clem from The Walking Dead. Ant-Man is Olimar, and Hank Pym is Alf, whoever the fuck that is, for both of those character names. Captain Marvel is Kirby, the strongest Avenger. War Machine is D.Va, and Miss Marvel is Min Min. That's honestly, most of those I feel are pretty good.
A lot of them are very good.
Pretty good. I about that.
We could have done a lot worse.
Almost assuredly.
Somebody a while back did say, I anticipate a full poster of all of these Photoshops. So, David, I'm going to leave that to you.
I'll put them on the screen at the end. I'm not going to Photoshop their faces onto that. No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I don't have that much time tonight.
Rip. I tried.
I'll put the characters on there as I say.
Cue the Avengers theme.
Cue DMCA takedown.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for real. Yeah. Don't do that.
I think that's going to do it. This has been fun. Anything to plug, y'all?
Get excited for our big celebration stream next week. It's going to be Friday. We'll have a schedule up very soon.
Hell yeah. That is Friday, April 16th. Or
yes.
Yep. Because they think this goes up tomorrow. Whatever. So yeah, Friday, April 16th. Anything else? No, don't.
If you haven't already, go rate this on whichever podcast service you have. Save Data Cast.
Go play Horizon Zero Dawn, because we're gonna do a spoiler cast of it before Forbidden West comes out.
True statement. Might Good be point. An episode of this. We'll see. We're gonna do something with Horizon, and absolutely, please give us a listen on podcast networks. It would help us a lot if you found to do that, and then give us a like, subscribe, rate, whatever your app of choice. It is incredibly helpful. Please feel, if you ever are like, should I share my content? The answer is yes. Please share our content with anyone you want to. It's awesome for us if you do. Absolutely. With that, this has been the Save Data Cast for Friday, April 9th. Have a wonderful weekend, y'all. Oh.
Bye. Bye.